Right, good morning to you. If you are just switching on the radio, I want to speak to the DUP's Brexit spokesman, Sammy Wilson. Sammy Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
Sammy Wilson, for the DUP, is the backstop finally now a form of backstab?
It is. And I mean, it's a break of the promise that the Prime Minister made way back in December of last year. And it's also a surrender to the EU for something which she said no Prime Minister could ever sign up to, because we now have an arrangement which, first of all, ties the United Kingdom into the customs union, and that restricts severely the economic freedom that the United Kingdom would have. But more importantly, it breaks up the United Kingdom by ensuring that Northern Ireland will be permanently tied to EU rules, not only present rules, but any future rules which may emanate from Brussels without any input from the Northern Ireland Executive or from the UK government.
So if someone does stab you in the back, you're not going to do business with them. So what's your next move?
We're seeking to ensure that this deal, which is damaging to the Union and damaging to the UK economy, and is a betrayal of the promises that the Prime Minister made in her manifesto and to after the referendum, we will work with others in the House of Commons, and that includes people from the Remain side of the Conservative Party, from the Labour Party, from the Leave side of the Conservative Party. We will work to ensure that when this deal comes to the House of Commons, if it gets through the Cabinet, that it is defeated.
So, ultimately, you want to bring down Theresa May and go with another Conservative leader, or would you take a risk on a general election?
Well, I mean, I think you're jumping far ahead there. What we want is a change of policy. It's up to the Conservatives whether they believe that Theresa May can deliver a change of policy or whether they need to have a change of leader. We will judge the any future arrangements we have with the Conservative government on the basis of the what the promise was when we first entered into the agreement with them, namely that they would deliver faithfully on the vote of the people of the United Kingdom to leave the EU, and secondly, we would then support their domestic agenda after consultation with them. And that is the arrangement we have. That's the arrangement we wish to continue. If it's with another leader, then that's up to the Conservative Party to decide who that person should be.
It's unlikely, however, that Theresa May could survive being rejected by Parliament on this.
I think that you're probably right there, Frank, yes. And I mean, all of the talk in the Conservative Party at the moment is if she can't get this through, then she'll not survive and there will be a replacement of the leader. But that's not for us to decide. Just as we would resent the Conservative Party telling us who our party leader should be or when we should change our party leader, I think it would be very arrogant of us to say that the Conservatives have to change their leader in order to have our support.
What happens from a DUP perspective if the maths don't work out in your favour? If the whips do what they need to do and the people who are selling the package do what they need to do, and when it comes to the vote, you're on the wrong side of it?
Well, you know, first, we're not contemplating that will be the case, because parliamentary arithmetic seems very much against the deal which the Prime Minister has struck at present, albeit I think that some people may, as the whips put the pressure on, etc., may change their mind. But there's a substantial number of people who have said that, look, as we see this deal at the moment, it is not acceptable, and we will work to try and make sure that that body of people stay together and vote against the deal, because this is, I can tell you now, Frank, people will look back in future years and say that this was the start of the breakup of the United Kingdom, because not only will it separate Northern Ireland from the United Kingdom, it will agitate nationalists in Scotland for wanting the same kind of arrangement, where they will argue exactly the same position as Northern Ireland was. Majority of people voted to remain in the EU. We should then have those special arrangements which, in effect, mean that Scotland would no longer be part of the UK, just as this deal will mean that Northern Ireland will no longer be full part of the UK.
But the domino effect that you're talking about that might lead to the breakup of the UK was the first domino not tilted whenever people voted to leave the European Union.
No. In fact, as a sovereign nation, we were perfectly entitled to make that decision. What the Prime Minister seems to have delivered is that we had the freedom to vote to leave the EU, and she has now tied us to the institutions of the EU, the customs union, and the single market, and our only hope of leaving is for the EU to release us. Now, you know, that's not the kind of deal which I believe the majority of people in the United Kingdom will accept either, just as I don't believe that it reflects the views of the majority of unionists in Northern Ireland. It may well suit nationalists in Northern Ireland, there are some nationalists, but it certainly will not suit the unionist population. And the Conservative Party has got to consider now whether it's prepared to see different parts of the United Kingdom hived off as a result of the deal which the Prime Minister seems to have agreed with the EU.
If you get the right form of wording, however, will you be able to in some way accept regulatory checks or a variety of checks that just makes Northern Ireland run smoothly as opposed to being a real hiccup in the whole issue? Is there a form of words that the DUP could write themselves that would be acceptable to everyone as opposed to saying no to it?
Frank, there was a form of words, and indeed this was agreed with the Prime Minister in December of last year, namely that if there were to be regulatory checks or different regulations applying to Northern Ireland, that those would have to be agreed with the Northern Ireland Assembly, and therefore they would be by choice of the representatives of the people of Northern Ireland in the pursuit of economic advantage for Northern Ireland. That's been singly removed, and that is the kind of sign or the signal which has given us alarm, because of course the reason why that was removed is because Brussels are saying, look, whether these new regulations that we may introduce in the future are good for Northern Ireland or bad for Northern Ireland is not up to the people of Northern Ireland to make a decision on. They will be decided by Brussels, they will be imposed on the people of Northern Ireland, and they will make Northern Ireland different from the rest of the United Kingdom, and may even be to the disadvantage of industry and business in Northern Ireland. I was a minister in the Northern Ireland Assembly, both Environment Minister and Finance Minister. I saw stacks of EU regulations which may have been suitable for other parts of the EU, but did not fit into what we needed for the efficient running of our economy in Northern Ireland. And what we are being asked to sign up to here now is that the EU, forever and a day, and we don't know what kind of regulations will bring in the future, would be able to impose on Northern Ireland, above the heads of the people of Northern Ireland, rules which would make us different from the rest of the United Kingdom, and rules which may even be detrimental to our industries.
And finally, Sammy Wilson, do you expect the whole Cabinet to be in situ this evening, or will there be a number of people who'll walk away?
I wish I knew the answer to that one, Frank. I don't know the answer to it. Certainly, you know, if you listen to the words of some people in the past, when they have, when some of these ideas have been suggested, and indeed in March of last year when the Prime Minister rejected this kind of package from the EU, there were a number of people in the Cabinet who said, no, we can't tolerate this and wouldn't tolerate this. Whether or not they see that through, I don't know, because, I mean, after all, the person who is presenting this deal to the Cabinet in March of this year said that no Prime Minister could ever sign up to it. And yet here we are now, she's trying to argue for it with her Cabinet Minister.
Are you keeping your fingers crossed that they do walk?
Well, you know, if they do walk, of course, that would kill the deal before it even got to the House of Commons, or depending which ministers did walk. It would kill the deal before it ever got to the House of Commons. If they don't, then the battleground will be on the floor of the House of Commons in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, Sammy Wilson, Brexit spokesman for the DUP, thank you very much for your input this morning.